Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Monday, January 9th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Affirming the Word in Faith. Our text is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Pastor Chris says, what we read in our opening scripture reminds us of what Abraham did. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. How do you give glory to God? It's through your affirmation of his word, your affirmation of his greatness, power, majesty, and love. When we talk about affirming the word of God, there are those who wonder, must I say it? Yes, it's a principle of the kingdom that works for salvation and everything else. In Mark chapter 11 verse 23, the Lord Jesus said, you shall have what you say. Understand this, you're a spirit. You may pray and cry about a particular situation, but if you don't declare what the word says about that situation, nothing will change. Until you say what God has said concerning you, it's not established in your life. Hebrews 13 verse 5 and 6 says, for he had said, so that we may boldly say. You might have been praying, oh Lord, establish your word in my life. Meanwhile, you're the one to establish it. The Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. But you don't live in heaven, you live on earth. You're to establish his word on earth. When God says it, you establish it by declaring the same thing. You may be wallowing in debts and desperately hard up for money, but you should say, all things are mine. I have all things that pertain to life and godliness. God is able to channel all the resources that I need to meet and much more. And he has, because he's my shepherd. Hallelujah. Make such proclamations continually, and your whole spirit, soul, and body, including circumstances, will conform to your affirmations. Refuse to fret. Keep affirming the word. Your faith proclamations produce realities. Refuse to waver, cower, or stagger. Be strong in faith, giving thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah! Please take this confession with me. I'm a victor forever. My confessions of faith create realities. I know who I am. The seed of Abraham. The world belongs to me. I'm triumphant always. Because I'm in Christ and he's the glory of my life. Hallelujah. For further study, please read Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 and Mark chapter 11 verse 23. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, refuse to fret. Keep affirming the word. Your faith proclamations produce realities. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional. So please visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is BB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.